The news brought a stunned anticipation. A flying saucer had landed in Washington, D.C. The intentions of its passengers were unknown. Hundreds of soldiers surrounded the ship, weapons trained on the entrance that opened on the surface of a perfectly smooth saucer. Slowly, a single creature emerged from the craft and stepped toward the crowd. Humanoid in size and shape, yet unseen within its metallic silver suit, the visitor greeted the crowd with a message of goodwill and extended one hand, clutching a mysterious device. For a moment, all was silent. Until the device in the creature's hand suddenly opened like a blooming flower with sharp, metallic tendrils. As a shudder rushed through the assembled army, a single shot rang out. One soldier's bullet had brought the spaceman to the ground, blood spilling from a wound in his arm. The alien device now lay shattered on the surface of the vessel. For a moment, all remained motionless. Then another creature emerged from the ship, an enormous machine, also humanoid in shape, but twice as tall as a man, with smooth metallic skin and a menacing, featureless face. As the monstrous device stood over the limp body of the visitor, a shield pulled back from its face to reveal a single eye of bright red light underneath. The creature seemed to fix its gaze upon the weapons of the nearby soldiers. And suddenly a beam of intense light shot through the robot's single eye, enveloping and disintegrating the weapons in a terrible flash. Evan,